Unknown attackers set off a bomb early Wednesday in the north of Sinai as two minibuses carrying soldiers were leaving the peninsula. According to health officials, the attack left nearly a dozen soldiers dead and 35 others injured. The attack by militants targeting security forces have increased since the ouster of Mohamed Morsi from the presidency, with Wednesday's attack being one of the deadliest.
We are expected to see such deadly attacks in the coming period as a result of the state of insecurity in the peninsula. Also, if the security apparatus doesn't take the necessary measures, these militant attacks will plague the whole country.
A statement was issued by the military spokesperson on behalf of the Egyptian army, saying that the military will not be deterred to carry on its fight against terrorism and that it is capable of securing Egyptians against violence. Earlier in the week, a senior security official was shot dead outside his home in Cairo. The incident was claimed by Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis, who had also claimed the failed assassination attempt on the Egyptian Minister of Interior in September.
The security personnel have been a continuous target by militants in the Sinai and elsewhere around the country.
Over 100 security officials have been killed in the Sinai Peninsula since the removal of Morsi from power. Extremist Takfiris in Sinai has called the attack on the Muslim Brotherhood as an attack on Islam, and since then have launched attacks on security forces. The army has responded on with a widespread military operation, which has resulted in the killing of dozens of militants, but has failed to stop such attacks from taking place. The scale of attacks have speculations that Egypt will be fighting terrorism over a long period of time, despite the army's efforts, with fears of the violence spreading beyond Sinai. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.